to the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A game that I know didn't come out the way you wanted, a 45-23 loss to Towson, a game that's 17-16 there in the third quarter, but then got away from you late. Just as you've gone back and looked at the film, kind of give me your impressions on the contest.
Yeah, I mean, it's how we perceived it right afterwards. It was pretty much the same on the film. You know, we're in a one-point game in the third quarter and playing a great opponent. You know, first off, you know, I thought Coach Ambrose and Towson, it's an excellent team. They did a really good job. Open Shane Simpson's all right. You know, he went down early in that game. But, you know, we're in a one-point game in the third quarter, and they go down and score twice, and then we turn the ball over, essentially what is a pick six, and now it's a three-score game. And no matter what the mistakes were in the first half and things like that, you're still in a one-point game in the third quarter, and, you know, we got to be a lot better than that.
Obviously, Chris has had a tremendous season to date and still had 400 yards through the air in that game, but unusual for him to have the four picks. As you went back and looked at those, was there a reason, mistakes on his end, something that they deceived you on defense? What did you see when you went back and looked?
No, it was one of them was miscommunication on a third down that didn't result in any points, fortunately. One of them was a tip pass late in the game. The two big ones were the one where he was throwing late over the middle on a third down that resulted in points in the first half that took some momentum away. And then, of course, the big one was when we're moving the ball. It's a two-score game in the third quarter, or excuse me, the fourth quarter. And Keon stepped in front of it on a spacing concept, and Chris kind of got stuck on it, and they made a play. So, you know, I think Chris is a tremendous player, a ton of confidence in everything that he does and his preparation and how he plays, and he's very hard on himself. And at the end of the day, it's a large volume of throws. We can't make those mistakes, and we all got to be better in order to win those type of games.
We're here with University of Maine head coach Nick Charlton. We've got a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get this for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Larry.
Running game. You've always talked from day one about balance. I mean, how are you going to get the running game going? Is it personnel changes, or what do you do to try to get balance in that attack so you're not throwing as much as you have to?
I mean, there's a lot of different things that go into that, you know, and that's certainly something that's very, very important in this program and something that I'm, you know, self-reflective about, and we need to do a better job in general of getting the run game going, and you know, I stand by that. That's going to happen. We're going to get that done. You know, there's a few things we're looking at, but I know that's going to happen. So we're committed to that up here, and I know there's been a lot of throwing the football, and some of those things are really good, but at the end of the day, we want to be balanced, and running the football is going to be an important part of what we do up here.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Wondering, switching gears to the other side, run defense. You guys have given up a lot of yards the last two games, and I know against Georgia Southern, it was, you know, they had like several really big plays that led to that. But Villanova just kept pounding away at you, and they, you know, they put up 170 something yards rushing against you. What do you see on that side of the ball on the run defense?
Towson, they were able to get some quarterback. Not you know, some power read stuff going, really, and you know, listen, Tom Flacco is an excellent player, and he was able to break the pocket a few times, and we lost contain. That's really the biggest thing overall. If you look at the stats in the game, you know, a lot of it was the quarterback and his ability to run the football, and I felt like, you know, at times we were really, really solid, and at other times, you know, we're not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing and staying disciplined against a really good team. And you know, with Georgia Southern, that's a triple option team. They had some explosive plays. We've talked about that and what we need to do there. But last game, I mean, honestly, a lot of it, there's a lot of guys making plays, but, you know, the quarterback is an exceptional player, and we got to play better up front and in general to stop him.
You had another injury with Jerron at linebacker. I mean, you concerned about the depth of the linebacker situation right now?
Well, that was kind of the same. It was the same thing, and we knew going into the game that he was essentially 50-50, so... I mean, of course, it's a concern anytime you have an injury, and you know, there's a couple at the same position. But We thought actually Miles Taylor, the guy who played and stepped into Jerron's place, played pretty well overall, did some good things. So, you know, it's got to be the next man up. You know, we want Jerron to be healthy and come back right away. You know, he's still day-to-day, so we'll see.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Nick, I know there were some cases there in the first half where you ended up with field goals and probably would have preferred to have touchdown, but on the encouraging side, Kenny Doak going 3 for 3, hitting a couple of field goals over 40 yards. I know last year he hit some huge kicks for you guys. Just talk about, in his opportunity, the confidence of having a guy that can make those kicks for you.
Yeah, it's definitely a different dichotomy being in this seat with that. You know, it's great. And it's really encouraging to see that. It was good protection, good operation, and Kenny made some good kicks, a couple into the wind. Was very pleased to see that. That's encouraging. But at the end of the day, you're playing a great opponent, and we believe that we have a good football team as well, and you're finishing drives with field goals. And, you know, we opened the game with two of them on drives where we had shots to, you know, turn those into 7 points, and we didn't. And, you know, in the third quarter, you get a chance to go up. You know, if you're up 2 scores there in the third quarter, it's a different conversation, but that's not what happened. And Towson did a good job bearing down in those third down situations to force the field goals. And I was encouraged that Kenny made them. I really, really was. That's a positive to take away, but, you know, at the end of the day, that wasn't enough.
You talked earlier with Mike about the, you know, everybody knows what a good player Tom Flacco is and the multiple talents, but when you got a quarterback that is able to extend plays with his legs, how difficult does that make it on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think the emphasis, you know, a lot of it's about the quarterback. You know, if you look at the teams that are successful, I mean, there's a quarterback that can do different things and play. He's very dynamic, so he gives them that ability to, you know, in drop back pass, to be able to scramble, to have, you know, designed run plays, to do a lot of different things, and so that grabs your attention. At the end of the day, we really felt like our guys were in position to make some plays and get some sacks. And, you know, when the ball's out there like that, we got to find a way to make the turnovers and get it done. It adds a lot of emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, we felt like we had a good plan, and we just need to execute, honestly.
Yeah, another media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
You do have a question from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, in addition to some of those third downs, what was your overall impression about the Towson defense?
Well, I think it's a great defense. You know, I think they have some talented players. You know, I think Bryce Carter is an excellent player up front. I think Hayward and Keon obviously made a big play. I think they're great players. They're solid in the back end. You know, Tippett is a good player. He's a mass guy. We know about him. And, you know, they're solid. I mean, they do they have a new scheme in, and they seem to have already acclimated to it very well. I thought it was two good football teams, but they out executed us in that third quarter, and ultimately that was the game. And overall, I was impressed with them and their ability to make plays. And, you know, I look at it from our side, we turned the ball over, so I look at the things that we did wrong to cause those, but, you know, they also were opportunistic, and you know, it's a little bit of both. So I think that's a good football team.
And in terms of some of the mistakes and that sort of thing, is it beneficial almost to have that kind of earlier in the season in terms of being able to build forward from that?
I mean, I think it depends. You know, at the end of the day, it's another game. It's early. It's a big game. But, you know, we have 9 more guaranteed games, and the biggest one is this week. And we need to take those mistakes off. We need to get the problems fixed, you know, which is what we're currently doing. And our guys need to go out and execute, and we all got to play well. We got to do a better job in general. So, you know, that's a good football team, and I was impressed with them. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was disappointed in how we performed really in that second half, and that was the name of the game.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Yeah, just a couple quick things, Nick. Just the tackling wasn't as crisp as I'm sure you would have liked it. Can you comment about that? And then let's look ahead to, you know, you've lost a couple in a row. You got an 0-3 Colgate team. Just look a little ahead to Saturday. Thanks.
Yep. We got to tackle better. You know, I the expectation for this defense is much higher, and we need to play better overall. We all have to do a better job, and a lot of that starts with tackling. You know, when you look at what we did well last year, we tackled well, you know, we were timely and made plays and things like that. And, and we were disciplined and executed the defense. Well, we need to do that. And when you play good players, and in this league you're going to be playing somebody, you know, who's very good every week, we have to do it every week. So this week it just happens to be Colgate. Honestly, this week it's really up here in Orono. It's about us right now. And we happen to be playing Colgate. It's an excellent football team. They're well coached. I know they didn't start off the year the way they wanted to, but this is still a very good football team. And we need to get the things right that we need to get right up here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Nick, just one more on Colgate before I let you go. They've obviously played a couple of CA teams already in Villanova and William & Mary. When you go to break down film and scout, does it help at all playing against CA teams that maybe you're familiar with and see what they're able to do?
Yeah, honestly, it really does. It really does. You know, there's familiarity with the opponents, and you know, you're trying to see the structure of the defense and the offense and what they're going to do on teams, and it's good to see against, you know, CA opponents and people that we play throughout the year, and you start getting that commonality and understanding of that early. So, you know, it is good. And I mean, this is the best conference in the country at our level, and you know, Colgate certainly can compete at this level, and we know this is a really good team we're about to go play. But like I said, we got to do the things that we got to do up here to get it right.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Colgate, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thanks.